Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Take it all away, take it all away, till all that's left is you. And this dust lies down from heaven. Search me, I'm open, search me, search me, search me. You're the only one qualified, you're the only one qualified, cause you made me, you made me, cause you made me, you made me, you know what's supposed to be.
You see strength in every Hello. Welcome to Felicity Fire on tonight. Welcome to Felicity Fire on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight, and I want to thank and praise God for Prophet Sex allowed me to speak on tonight, on Felicity Fire on tonight, and I want to say I give glory to God one more time. I thank and praise God on tonight. Thank and praise God for those that are listening. Maybe you may be listening by phone, maybe you may be listening by internet, or maybe you may be listening by whatever, iTunes, or whatever you may be listening by. I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight on Felicity Fire, and I want to thank and praise God for people allowing me to be able to come on, and I want to let you all know that Felicity Fire is a wonderful, blessed ministry, and I want to thank and praise God for that. Many of you all know, and many of you all tune in, and if we have any new people that tuning in or maybe passing by, maybe listening to Felicity Fire, I want to thank God for you all on tonight as I greet you all in the name of the Holy Spirit, and I want to let you all know that God is truly an awesome God. God is wonderful. He's amazing, and he's awesome, and I thank and praise God for being a ruler. And I want to let you all know, too, let's begin to join in on Felicity Fire on tonight, and let's give God praise on tonight for his goodness and his grace and his mercy. And I want to thank and praise God on tonight. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you on tonight, Holy Spirit. I thank you for, Lord God, how you began to watch over us throughout the day, and Lord, how you cover us with your blood, and you allow no danger or no harm to come near us. And Father, I thank you on tonight. And Father God, I even thank you, Lord God. And Lord, most of all, I want to ask that you forgive us, Father God, for anything that we have done or thought or did wrong. According to Psalms 50 and 51 and verse 7, you said, wash us, purify us with hyssop, and wash us that we may be whiter than snow. God, cleanse us from the things that's causing us to sin against you. Lord, touch us, God. Bring us closer than we ever were. Lord, open up our eyes, and open up our eyes and our ears that they will understand. Open up our eyes that we will see clearly with Holy Spirit. Open up our ears that we may hear you in the mighty name. Open up our hearts that we will love. And Lord, most of all, God, begin to comfort us, God. Begin to strengthen us, Lord. And Lord, when we might be weak at it, Lord, I ask that you would touch us like never before. And let your word do what you sent it to do, God. And Lord, I thank you even now. And Lord God, I ask that you would set this flesh down and let Holy Spirit stand up in me. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray. And I give your name the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you, Father. Amen. And amen, Father God, and bless your name. I want to thank and praise God on tonight for his word. And this is what he brought to my spirit on today. And I want to thank and praise God on how he brought this to my spirit as I was, excuse me, as I was in the word. And I began to ask God what to speak on. And y'all, this is what he gave me because it's so important that we begin to seek God and ask God for direction now, because our way is not the way he wanted to go. That's why he said his ways are higher than ours and his thoughts are higher than ours. So we have to ask Holy Spirit what he wants us to do and what he wants us to say and what he wants us to speak on. And our God has led me to our children, because there's so much going on with our children, so much that the enemy is thrown at our children. If they're not aware of things, if they're not in the Lord, and you haven't raised them up in the Lord or training them up to how to learn, they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know which way to. They wouldn't even know how to walk. So I want to thank and praise God today, and I want to let you all know, every child is not the same, and I thank and praise God. Every child that's born to this earth, They all have different attitudes. They all have they're different in so many ways. They don't have the same, they don't think the same way. They don't act the same way. Some of them don't even be born the same way, but that doesn't mean that they don't mean, that doesn't mean that they don't matter. And I want to let you all know that all children does matter. And I thank and praise God on tonight. And I want to let you know that the thing that the God given me that for his word, for the word on tonight, your children is not a curse. I want to let you all know that your children is not a curse. And my vice versa, our children is not a curse. And some people say that their children are a curse to them. But I want to let you know a certain notice that our children is not a curse. Because God's word said, God's word is plainly tell us how the children are to him. Jesus even tell us how the children are to him and how we are to be humble and how we are to be humble like little children. And I thank and praise God that God cares so much for our children that he allows us to see that a child has more sense than we do, than an adult. A child even know how to love. A child even know how to come before you. So I want to let you all know our children is not a curse. It's where I'm going. And I want to let you all know, I'm going to read a couple verses and then I'm going to expound on it. And the curse is coming from Genesis, the third chapter. That's when the curse got started in the third chapter. The curse all began when Adam and Eve began to eat off of the tree. Start with Eve and then it started with Adam. And I want to let y'all know that's when the curse began. When the curse began, when they did what the enemy told them to do. When God, by his verses, God told them not to do it. So you can find it in Genesis, the third chapter. And I want to let you all know, he even spoke to man. And he even let them know what type of curse will come upon them. It didn't say the child was going to be cursed. It didn't say that. It said that how woman was going to, during pregnancy, how she was going to be bearing pain when she having a baby. And God knows pain. That pain don't feel good. But this is what happened when you disobey God. This is what happened when you're disobedient to God. And so they brought the curse upon the earth. And by them bringing the curse upon the earth, and that's caused us to suffer. So when we begin to have children, so we say our children are a curse. No, children are not the curse. You are. You're the curse because what? Because the woman and the man, Adam and Eve, caused things to come up on them. And I say this to say this. A lot of our children are in the shape they are because of what? Because of what we say around them, what we do around them, and what most of all, they even watch how we act around them. So we have to watch it. So I want to let you all know, I'm going to read a couple of verses about our children. And I thank and praise God for it on tonight, because God wanted me to let you all know that our children is not a curse. Some of our children, some people have children, they were born into, some of them maybe was born, they were born a certain way, but they're still not a curse. See, the sins begin with you, not the child. So I want to read a couple of verses about our children. And I thank and praise God, even now, how God began to allow me to dwell on certain things and think on certain things today. So this one is coming from Psalms 27 and verse 3. It says, children are a gift from the Lord. It said they are a reward from him. Thank God for that. So then we're going to go to Proverbs. Thank God for his description. We're going to go to Proverbs. And I like this scripture because this is the one that when I used to teach my kids this one, and they know this one. Proverbs 22 and 6. We're going to go to Proverbs 22 and 6. And I thank and praise God for the word of God. It said, This I thank and praise God that this translation, it reads different. It says, direct your children unto the right path, and when they are old, they will not leave it. See, in other words, train up your child in the way he or she should go, and when they get older, they won't leave it. See, if you train them up, this is what happens. And I think I got one more verse, and we're gonna go to Matthew 19:14. And I thank and praise God on tonight for the reading of His Word. Like the more I read, the better it gets. But Jesus said, this the verse that I like right here. But Jesus said, let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children. See that? I just said that. They are the children are like, God wants us to be like little children. See? The children, let them come up to Him. The children, that's how He wants us to be like little children. But see, we can't be like little children. But I'm going to tell y'all how it comes about with the curse. God brought it to me. Your children is not a curse. I thank and praise God. And I want to let you all know is that God is so awesome and so good. I have seen many children in many shapes and forms. And some of our children, we have a habit of, because one was born, if you have three or four more children, sometimes they all got different personalities. And that's what I love with my daughters. They both have different personalities. You got one that is real talkative, and you got one that's not. And you got one that's faster than the other one. You're going to always have one that's a little bit, not because they're dumb, but they're a little bit slower than the other one. So then you're going to always have one that can outdo the other one, and one that ain't the type of one that just likes to be so quick to do everything. So I think of praise God on, we got so many children is born, have been born with certain different areas in their life, born with birth defects. You got some born in certain ways that, and then you and some people be wondering, well, how did they get like this? Well, why did they turn out like this? What did I do? Or what did I do wrong? Let me tell you something. The curse don't begin with that child. The child is not a curse. I tell the Lord allowed me on yesterday. I was sitting in the car before. No, this one was before I got two daughters, and I have to encourage them because I have two. And one of them, I told the 18-year-old, I said, Janiqua, she said, ma'am, I said, you're not a curse. I said, don't let the devil come to you and tell you that you're a curse. You're the reason you are like you are because you was cursed. You never were cursed. The word of God say He fearfully and wonderfully made you just the way you are. You are going to be the one that help bring the next person to Christ. You're going to be the one that show the others the light. You're going to be the one that be able to pray people back to life. God called you just who you are. God made you just the way He wants you to be. Everybody is different. Then I told my 19-year-old the same thing. Because, see, you have to encourage these children. I don't care if they were born with a birth defect or not. You still have to encourage them and let them know how precious and how smart and how wonderful and how talented they are. Because if you don't tell them, somebody, the devil will. And then you don't want the devil to tell them because he tell them, then there you go. Then they mind all messed up. Then they gone all haywire. You don't know where they are. Then they fall in the wrong hand of a man, and there you go. And see, we have to be careful. Our children are not a curse. Sometimes we allow things to happen in our life, and things happen. Why they happen, I don't know. And you got to look at the Bible tell us that committing adultery, you laying with a married man is not none of your husband. you're laying with a woman that's not your wife. All of these things that God tells us don't do, and we still do them. And sometimes you end up developing a child out of all of that. Sometimes the child comes. And when the child comes, sometimes the child comes, when it comes, it ain't because of something that child did. It's because of what you did. And see, we can curse ourselves in many ways by not being obedient to the Holy Spirit. And I thank and praise God that God allowed me to be able to let my children know. See, when I was growing up, I didn't have nobody tell me that I wasn't a curse. For many years, I grew up thinking that I was a curse to my family because all of my loved ones, all of my sisters and my brothers was different. I'm different out of all of them. But you know what? I learned when I got older to encourage myself. I learned when I got older to know that I'm not a curse. God had to show me in the Word that I was fearfully and wonderfully made. The Word of God had to show me when I saw the story about Moses, how he told Moses to go to Pharaoh. Lord, go down there to Egypt, take the and bring the children out of the bring them out of Red Sea, bring them across. So God told me to go to Pharaoh. God told Moses to go and bring the children out of Egypt, and he went to Moses. Moses didn't want to do it because why? Moses had a speech impediment. Moses was stuttering. He stuttered. Moses said, well, why would you send me? They don't understand what I'm saying. He didn't want to go by himself. It wasn't that he wanted to go by himself. He didn't want to go by himself. It's just that he knew that he had a speech impediment, and he knew that they wasn't going to understand. That's what he knew. But see, he did what he didn't know was that if he had went and trust God, God would have made that thing clear for him. But see, he was different. Moses was different. And because he was different, God had to send him out there to let him know, because you are different, I still can use you. You still can do the work. And all on top of that, he ended up having more than he ever had. He ended up taking over. He was king over the countries. And he was end up going, and he was end up bringing the children out of Egypt, although they was hard-headed. It's stiff-necked. They got their mama and their grandma, but Moses still were able to lead the children out of the Red Sea. And I thank and praise God on tonight that God let us know. I don't care what you look like or what you may feel like or what that child may can't come here like, that child life matters. That child life means something. That child is different, but he or she is unique in their own way. And I thank and praise God how he used Moses. Although Moses had that speech impediment, but he never gave up on what he believed. He had the rod in his hand, and the Holy Spirit, God allowed power to come in that stick. And he every time he held it up, something happened. Why did something happen? Because God knew that Moses had it in his hand, and he can use Moses. He can trust him. He sent Aaron along with him, and that's just so he can interpret it for him. And that's what I love about that story, because he can interpret it for him. What that Moses couldn't say, Aaron said. And then let Moses know that he wasn't alone, and he wasn't by himself. And so sometimes God has to send some people along with you, and sometimes God can use you without them. So I want to let you all know, and that's what I got out of that. When I read that story, that let me know that I can conquer everything. I can do all things. Your child can conquer everything. I don't care how he or she is. God made them just the way he wants them. So if you got a child, or you know someone that with a child that's maybe have a special need, or maybe that one is slower than the other one, or maybe one don't like the way they look, or maybe one feels some type of way about themselves. God put them in your life for you to encourage them. God gave those children to you so you can raise them up and teach them the right way and not the wrong way. See, we got children out here on the street, and they all type of ways. And they do it in and everything because they didn't have the right people to train them. They didn't have a, they were, a lot of them say, they heard children say, well, I'm like this because my mama said my daddy did this, or my mama said that this was done to me, and this happened. No, your children is not a curse. The curse is when you disobey God, when you don't do what God say do, and you cause things to come up and happen, but God turned that thing around. He can bless that child. And I thank and praise God. And I like how God used, how he used the ball, the children were calling the man, the bald-headed man. They was manning him, and they were calling him, but he still, the man still went on and did what he had to do. I thank and praise God for as many stories in the Bible, y'all, that the word of God has, God used people. Little old David, they was a little shout fella. He was a little shouty. But you know what? He didn't let his shout, according to the word, they say David was short and David was good looking. He was handsome. That's what the word said. He was handsome. And I thank and praise God, David didn't let his shortness cause him to not be able to do anything. David felt like he was just as big as anybody else was out there trying to defeat the Goliath. Nobody can beat him. Nobody can defeat the lion, Goliath. Nobody can do it. But, oh, when David came up against him, oh, they laughed and they made fun of him. But he was the one. The word said it just took one stroke. When he took that stroke, he took one stroke and it struck him out. And it went across his forehead. That would lay him out. And it don't matter. They always say the saying, say, they always hear a saying, they bigger, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. So it doesn't matter. David still didn't beat the Goliath. He did it. And then after that, he will begin to start doing everything then. So they start trusting him. They made him king. They made him king. People was jealous. See, your child serve a purpose. Let me tell you something. They serve a purpose, and they're not a curse, because that child is going to go somewhere one day. That child is going to be raised up, and you're going to be wondering what happened, and God's going to show you. Well, see, I told you it was something great in her. I told you it was something unique in him. I told you it was something wonderful and big that's been happening. But see, no. You look down on them. You didn't take them where they need to go. You didn't encourage them. Any mother in their right mind that have a child. I like how Jesus did. He put the little child on his lap. And the word of God told the child, it says, suffer little children, come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. He said he will set the child on his lap. And the word of God said he began to love on the child. He began to put his arm around him. And then he began to let the child and pray for the child. Even Jesus knew. Well, he know how important children are. And this is how he want us to be humble like a child. And I thank and praise God on tonight that I don't have to walk. A lot of people, you ain't got to walk with your head down. You ain't got to sit up and wonder about what happened or what I was a curse. No, you wasn't a curse. God didn't make us all alike. God didn't make us all the same. If he made us all alike and all the same, it'd be messed up. It'd be messed up. I'm glad I'm different from somebody. I'm glad my children are different. I'm glad. It's good to be different. I don't even like to dress like nobody else, even myself. I'm going to put myself in the shoe. I don't like to wear what somebody else wear. I don't even like to even look like what somebody else looks like. I want to be different any day than to want to be like someone else. And I think and praise God, different is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. And I always tell other children, and I look at mothers, and some mothers, and they have their head down, and they have their head down, and they be like when other people staring at their children, and I begin to say it's all right. I've been there. I know. You don't have to hold your head down. You hold your head up high, and you walk like you God called you to walk. Thank you, praise God. I can be some encouragement to anybody. So anybody that you may think that you feel different, that you're not valuable, that you're not unique, that you don't feel like you're wanted. You may feel like you don't need to be in this world. Well, a lot of us shouldn't be in this world, but God created us just the way we are. And I like God. I like how God created me. I like how he do. I like how God just come down and he just do what he do. And so the curse don't begin with the child. The curse begin with the sin, in the sin that Adam and Eve created. See, that's where the curse started it. And see, the curse didn't have nothing to do with the child. It has all the rights to do with being disobedient. Because when God tells you don't do something, and you do what he say don't do, this is when you are cursed. And not only them, that's with any of us. If he said keep the Ten Commandments, then you're supposed to do it. If he said love thy neighbor as yourself, then you love him. If he said don't steal, you better not steal. If he said don't invest to get married, and you fornicate and commit adultery with somebody else's husband or wife, you better not do it, because you don't know what you're going to bring up on yourself. God wants us to trust him. God wants us to wait upon him. God wants us to know that it's him. And see, we get fooled. We'll be just like the serpent. We'll be just like Eve. Allow the serpent to come in and fool them. But you know what? God already knew what was going to happen in that garden before it happened. He already knew. But you know what? He trusted Adam and Eve. He trusted them that they would obey. Neither one of them knew that they was naked. Neither one of them knew what was going on. They was walking, and they was tough. They were both. They didn't know nothing about no knowledge. They didn't know understanding. They didn't know nothing. It was just happy and peaceful until everything, till the snake took the bully little head up. And then the thing started talking. Y'all, come on. We have to beware of those that influence us to do the wrong thing, influence us to say things that we shouldn't say, influence us. So let's trust God, y'all, in these days. Let's treat our children. Let us know. Let people know that their life means something. You are valuable, and God loved you. Our children is not a curse. They are blessed. The word of God say, blessing are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. They are blessing to us. And I will say it again. The curse starts in the garden. The third chapter of Genesis. That's where it starts. It didn't start with your child. It didn't start when you got pregnant. And also, we have to be careful where our mouth goes. Because the word of God said power, life, and death, and the power of the tongue. Proverbs 21 and 18. We have to be careful with our mouth. You can curse your own self. You can curse your own child by the word, by putting your mouth somewhere that you don't need to be. God tell us to trust him. And that's what I do. I thank God on tonight for his word. I thank God for the listeners. Remember, the curse is not, your child is not a curse. The curse began in the garden with Adam and Eve. Your child is a blessing. Your child is fearfully, he and she are fearfully and wonderfully made. God made them. God birthed them out. God made them just the way he wanted them. So I want to let you all know on tonight that let's trust God. Let's be careful of the curses. Let's be careful how we speak out of our mouth. Let us be careful what we say around our children. Let us be careful what we do around our children. Let's train them up in the way God wants us to. Train them up to love God. Train them up to pray. Train them up to read God's word. Train them up to know that what God words say. Train them up to love one another. Train them up. Train them up and let them know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. Train them up and let them know that you can be whatever you want to be, because the word of God say that we can have whatsoever we ask or think. Train them up, let them know that the Word of God tell us that we can do, we can do all things through him that strengthen us. You want to be a basketball player, you be the best basketball player you can be. You want to be a nurse, be the best nurse that you can be. You can be anything you want to be as long as you put Christ Jesus in front of it. I tell my children all the time, whatever you want to be it, and be it into the glory of God. I got an artist in my family. I got a photographer in my house. And Lord knows, they both are good at what they do. I got a writer. And I thank and praise God. I got a worshiper. I got a prayer warrior that can pray and healing happen. That can pray and the power of God come down on them. And that can pray and God can bring deliverance. See, you got to train them up in the way God wants you to. And see, that's why I say they're not a curse. What you calling a curse, it's a blessing to God. So I want to thank and praise God on tonight. But Prophet Stace allowed me to bless you all on tonight. And I hope this word go and do what it's sent to do. God is going to do marvelous things for our young people. He's bringing our young people out. He's bringing them. He's taking them to a place where we never been. And see, the Word of God, know it. We won't do it. They will. The Word of God let us know that our sons and daughters, our sons shall prophesy, and they said, he said, the young men, our young men shall prophesy. Our young men shall see, he said, they shall see dreams. The young men shall prophesy, and they shall see dreams. They shall dream dreams and see visions. So our young, our children, they mean something. Our old men, they're going to dream dreams. Young men is going to prophesy. God is calling our young people out. God is calling them to come to worship. God is calling them to praise him. God is calling them to be prophets and ministers. See, this is what God is looking for. He's looking for you to train them up, not discourage them. You a curse. Anything was a curse is when Adam and Eve did what they did. That's when the curse came about. And I thank and praise God on tonight for you all. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I ask you to bless every mother, every father, that they will stand up, God, that they will begin to touch their, begin to train up their child in the way he or she should go. But I even pray, God, that you will touch that mother and touch that father that think her child may be a burden, that her child may be a curse, God, but not knowing that that child is a blessing, God. And Lord God, in your word said they reward, God. They are a reward, God. And Father God, I bind every spirit that's not like you from these children, God. Lord, that our parents, Lord God, would raise them up, that our parents would ask the Lord God, come to a spirit of repentance, that they will line up with Holy Spirit and cause their life to come in alignment with you, God. Father, you touch our young people. You bless them. You teach them, God, that, Lord God, that you are there. You teach them, God, that they are more valuable than anything, that they can be whatever they want to be. They can do all things through you. That strengthen them, Holy Spirit. Father, you bless everyone on the phone line. You bless everyone listening by Block Talk Radio. You bless everyone that listen by social media or however they may be listening. You bless the newbies, God. You bless those from foreign countries, God. You bless those in every area, God. Because, Lord, your words say, God, to pray for all things. Lord, I pray for all of my sisters and my brothers, that whatever situation that they're dealing with their child, that they will begin, Lord, to come in alignment with you, Holy Spirit, that you will teach them how to be mother, that you will teach them how to be a father, that you will teach them how to minister and how to talk to their children and how to cause their children to come out of where they at. Lord, you even bless Philippian Fire. Thank God for the woman of God you allowed me to be able to minister on tonight. And Father God, I ask you to bless everyone that, Lord, tune in, God. They could have went elsewhere, but your blessing will come this way. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. And before I turn this back over to Prophet States, I want to let you all know, too. Bless God on tonight. Love you all. Until next time, till next time, Lord, I thank and praise God. And to meet my sister here, same number, but different time. Meet her back here on Friday night, Faith on the Line. And I thank and praise God, same number, but different time. 7 on Friday, but 6 Central your time. And I ask you all, as I turn it back over to her, may God bless you all, and y'all have a blessed and prosper week. And may God's favor be upon your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Prophet Stacy, I turn it back over to you.